Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're studying the book of Revelation on Mondays at the college, and I'm teaching Daniel and Revelation, and we looked at the seven churches of Asia, Revelation 2 and 3. Those great churches, Philadelphia and these other churches that we looked at, they're no longer in existence. You know, the church at Thyatira and Laodicea, all the, they're gone. So over the years, things happen. But it's amazing to me in a relatively a short time that a church like that is now sitting emptied, and the city, as we're speaking now, is talking about demolishing it and do something with that. There's a second one. You ever heard of Highland Park Baptist Church? Dr. Lee Robertson started it in 1942. Now I'm looking out over the congregation. Some of y'all were born before then. Tennessee Temple, that great, thousands of people went through Tennessee Temple. That great university was started in 1946. That great church grew to 57,000 people in the early 1900s. Now, where they put them, I have no clue. I'm just going by what they're claiming, okay? Dr. Robertson resigned in 1983, which ain't that. I was out of high school. I graduated in 78, so I kind of can relate to that. 1983, Dr. Lee, he resigned. And within 20 years, the weekly attendance went down to 370 within 20 years, from 57,000 to 370. Sold its properties in 2013 because it's such a huge, complex facility that those few members could not maintain the properties. So they sold it. And the church actually had relocated and merged with another church because they were struggling. So you got two struggling churches, by the way, which ain't a bad idea. If they go along doctrine, they can, two churches that are merging became one church. Are you following? But they left this facility. The buildings burnt down in 2022. A fire took place. I'm just saying that it is there no more. I could say so. You ever heard of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana? I won't go. You know the troubles they had over the years. They're slowly building it back again. I researched this again this week to kind of get the update. It got down to near nothing because you've heard the things about Jack Hollis, his son, and other things that had been taking place and people left. They're slowly building it back up. They have a new pastor. But what I'm trying, churches change. You get the point? Pastor change, things happen. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We take great comfort in that. Let me give you one that's even closer to home. And those of you, and I know this is live and on radio and all, people in Polk County are going to hear this, and they're going to know what I'm talking about. There is a church. It was the largest church in Polk County. It opened in 1985 over here in Lakeland. It's called Carpenter's Home Church. How many of y'all remember that one? 7,000 people attended weekly there. It was the largest church in Polk County. Assembly of Gods. They weren't Baptist Assembly. They had a 10,000-seat auditorium. Pastor Carl Strader. Remember, the church opened in 1985. It came from another building over here off Lake Wire. I don't know if you knew all. Anyway, they built a wonderful facility, a beautiful facility, state of the art. Well, that church split in 1989 because of what the pastor, Strader, had said. He said that he had raised somebody from the dead. Number one, I wouldn't have been in that church in the first place. Number two, if I'd heard that, I'd got out of there just as quick as I can. Well, that church split immediately, and they started Victory Church, you know where Victory Church is. We go by the interstate, and on I-4, and right up there on the, by the Lakeland Mall. They had to be some rich folk in that church. Because they left the Carpenter's home. They went over to, bought the property, put a huge building up. Beautiful building. Don't tell anybody I said this, but I went there one time. A group I knew was singing. They don't kick me out of the church because I went to Victory Church. I didn't go to worship. I went to hear them sing. I knew the group and all. We went to hear them sing. Tremendous facility. But anyway, back to Carpenter's Home. Again, it was such a large facility at Carpenter's Home that the church membership dwindled away to near nothing, and they could not maintain that property. So they sold their property to a church in Tampa called the Church Without Walls. You ever heard of that one? The pastors were Randy and Paula White. I wouldn't be in that church because they're lady pastors. I wouldn't be there anyway. But Randy and Paula White were the pastors. They bought the church in Lakeland. Now, this is close to home. Bought the church in Lakeland and the one off Berkeley Road. For those of you who didn't know, the one, it was called Life Church or whatever it was called in Berkeley or not. They bought those two churches for $8 million cash. Can you imagine having $8 million cash at church without walls? So they bought Carpenter's Home and I think it was called Life and Praise at the time, and they put it as one. Paula White and Randy White got divorced. I won't get into all their, but it's public knowledge. One of them is seeing some drummer for a rock band. I think the lady is seeing her. And she's also President Trump's one of his spiritual advisors. I'm upset because President Trump didn't ask me to be his spiritual advisor. He asked a lady preacher. You know, of course, she ain't a preacher. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, they bought, and it, again, that one, they couldn't maintain it because they split up. They lost the church and all, a lot going on there. But Carpenter's Home, that wonderful, beautiful building, it was completely demolished in 2015. How many of you have been by there lately? Okay, do you know what's there now in this place? This wonderful building that was a church that was built in 1985. So less than 30 years later, it's demolished. Right now is a new assisted living facility. We call it a nursing home, and a place for an Alzheimer's ward where you have a memory, what do you call that? I probably need to be there right about now, my memories. But you know what I'm talking about. And why is that important, preacher? Because the point I'm trying to make, churches come and go. Big churches, and I ain't even talking about little churches, come and go. How many churches are now closing their doors? This ain't in my notes, but let me just share this with you, and then we'll get back. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today. A lot of churches are closing their doors, and they're blaming COVID. They've blamed everything under the sun. But let me tell you why I believe a lot of these churches are closing their doors. Number one, a bunch of lazy preachers. They no longer want to have service on Sunday morning. They quit having Sunday school. If you check it out, most churches today, they just have a morning worship service. They don't have Sunday school. Lord help if they have a Wednesday night prayer meeting, or if they have a Sunday night services, or Sunday night Bible study. And what happened after COVID? Of course, churches were shutting down. I understand all that. I ain't going there. But there's a bunch of these pastors got lazy. They no longer went out. Because they like sitting in their chair doing their services in their lazy boy and live stream, and then when they got back into church, they don't study. Are y'all following what I'm talking about? Let me tell you another thing. They've tried to accommodate people, and they've got away from the Word of God. They no longer preach, thus saith the Lord. Now they preach their feelings or what they think or some social thing to make everybody happy, you know. Most of these churches that are churches this morning, you could preach the same message in any kind of setting this morning.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters live in concert. That's March 17th at 6 p.m. this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.